Harper Audio presents Seven Wonders Book 3, The Tomb of Shadows, by Peter Larangis, performed by Jonathan McLean. Chapter 1. The Valley of Kings. For a dead person, my mom looked amazing. She had a few more gray hairs and wrinkles, which happens after 6 years, I guess. But her eyes and smile were exactly the same. Even in a cell phone image, those are the things you notice first.
"Jack?"
said Allie Black, who was sitting next to me in the back seat of a rented car.
"Are you okay?"
"Fine," I said, which honestly was the biggest lie of my life. I mean, for someone who's just discovered his mother faked her own death 6 years ago. From the other side of the car, Cass Williams slid his Coke bottle glasses down his nose and gave me a pitying glance. Like the rest of us, he was in disguise.
"Maybe she wasn't faking,"
he said.
"Maybe she survived and had amnesia till now."
"Survived a fall into a crevasse in Antarctica?" I said. I shut the phone. I had been looking at that photo nonstop since we escaped the Masai headquarters near the pyramids in Giza. I showed it to everyone back in the Karai Institute, including Professor Bagad, but I couldn't stay there. Not while she was here. Now we were returning to Egypt on a search to find her.